Somebody give Jesus a big clap and a shout of praise. Father, we thank you. We give you all the glory and the praise. Thank you for receiving our praise tonight in Jesus' name. Please, you may be comfortably seated. Praise God. Very quickly, let's look at the book of 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 17. We'll just take this brief charge and then we'll pray. And then God's servant will round us up. What does it say? Can we read together? Pray without ceasing. Let's look at 1 Thessalonians chapter 2. 1 Timothy, I beg your pardon. 1 Timothy chapter 2. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 8. 1 Timothy 2, 8. It says, I will therefore that men pray everywhere, lifting up holy hands without wrath and without doubting. Very quickly, why do we need to pray and fast? Why do we need to pray? Why is it that every year at the beginning of the year, for the first 21, for 21 days in, at the beginning of the year, we wait on the Lord, we pray, we fast. Sometime during the year, maybe in July, we do that again corporately, aside from the personal praying that we do as individuals. Prayer, beloved, number one, is a vital key for our life and destiny. Prayer to us is like breathing. In the realm of the spirit and in spiritual matters, your prayer is as important as your breathing is to your life and destiny physically. Number two, prayer is a sign of spiritual health. Prayer is a sign of spiritual health. A child that is not, you can imagine a little child who is talking already and then suddenly stops talking. He's not talking, he's not communicating. Everybody gets worried because there's something wrong. So when you as a child of God stop communicating with God, you stop talking with God, there is something wrong. There is something wrong with your spiritual health. We must understand that prayer is communication. Let's put that number three. Prayer is communication. So when you are communicating with God, it is a sign of a healthy spiritual relationship with God. Number four, because communication is a cementer, it cements relationship. Communication cements relationship. Your prayer cements your relationship with God. When you come to God in prayer, you are cementing your relationship. The more prayerful you are, the stronger your link and your union with God is. When you pray, you are cementing your relationship with God. You are establishing a concrete, firm relationship with God. It's like a husband and a wife that don't talk. Is that really that there's a sign that there's something wrong? So when you communicate, it is a sign that you have a strong spiritual relationship with God. And finally, your prayer is key to victory in life. Your prayer is key to victory in life. Why do I say so? If you go through scriptures, you are going to find many examples of people who prayed and had victory in life. If we look at, for instance, let's look at examples of prayer bringing victory from the life of people in scripture. Number one is from the life of Anna. Anna in 1 Samuel chapter 1 and verse 12. What does it say? 1 Samuel chapter 1 verse 12. And it came to pass, as she continued praying before the Lord, that Eli marked her mouth. Go on to 13. Now Anna, she spake in her heart, only her lips moved, but her mouth was not heard, but her voice was not heard. Therefore, Eli thought that she had been drunken. Well, she came praying, she was praying intensively, she was speaking, she was groaning in the spirit. And Anna said, yes, the next verse, 15. And Anna answered and said, no, my Lord, I'm a woman of a sorrowful spirit. I have drunk neither wine nor strong drink, but I have poured out my soul before the Lord. So Anna came praying, and she remained in the presence of God, praying and pouring out her heart to God. And what was the outcome? God heard her prayer. At the end of the day, the prophet declared upon her, and at the end of the day, she went forth and brought forth a child called Samuel, who was one of the most renowned characters in the Old Testament in the Bible. Your prayer is your key to victory. Is there something that you have been desiring for a while? This time of prayer is your time to press in unto God until God answers. Our second example is Esther. Esther, in the book of Esther, chapter 4, verse 16, they were confronted with death. She and her people, she and the people of the Jews were confronted with extermination. The wicked Haman had gotten the king to sign a decree that every Jew in the land would be killed. And when it was brought to her knowledge, what did she say? She said, go gather all the Jews that are present in Shushan and fast ye for me. And neither eat nor drink 3 days, night or day. I also and my maidens will fast likewise. And so I'm going on to the king, which is not according to the law. And if I perish, I perish. Praise the Lord. What's our emphasis here? Esther called for prayer. She called for fasting when there was danger, when there was a crisis. Beloved, when you have a situation at hand, it's not running up and down and telling all the people of your village and all the people in your neighborhood. Your first line of action is to go before God in prayer, desperate prayer, getting scriptures that are relevant to the situation, taking those scriptures before God, presenting them to God as the basis for which you are praying, and then you pray in desperation. Adding fasting to it is another booster for answer to prayers. Number three is Daniel. We see Daniel's life, if we were to read references about his prayer and fasting, we might spend the whole evening here reading almost the whole of the book of Daniel, because he was a man of prayer. But if you look at Daniel chapter 6 verse 10, there was still danger again, and they had said everybody, nobody should pray again to God, to any other God except to the king and his altar and image. And he went, what does the Bible say? Now, when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he went into his house, and his windows being open in his chamber towards Jerusalem, he did what? He knelt upon his knees 3 times a day and prayed and gave thanks before God, his God. This is our emphasis. As he did aforetime. Did you get that? He went and prayed as it's his normal habit, as he usually does. Do we have a prayer schedule as individuals? Is there a time God can say, yes, I know my daughter is coming before me in the next 5 minutes. I know my son is coming before me in the next 2 minutes. I know that is our appointed time, and he's waiting for you, and you truly appear, and he's there waiting for you to answer. Beloved, let prayer be our lifestyle the rest of 2026. How many of us are ready for that? Finally, from the Hall of Fame, we can't read all of it. Hebrews chapter 11, that's where scripture says, and many received their dead back to life on the basis of prayer. All manner of things, all manner of breakthroughs on the basis of prayer. Praise the Lord. So our prayer is our gift. Pray as you fast, and pray with determination. Let's stand up on our feet as we begin to pray tonight. How many of you are ready to make fasting your habit? Fasting your lifestyle? Fasting everywhere you go. We were at a meeting the first week of the year, January. I think that was the second or so. And the man, when he came to introduce God's servant, said he came across myself some years earlier. And I think I had gone to see our children in school or something like that. And I was coming back. I had gone alone. And I came back on British Airways. And you know, it arrives Abuja early in the morning, so in the night. So he said that when he sat in the plane, he said, what kind of prayer person is this behind me? That the woman is so prayerful. It's just my normal habit. I wasn't trying to show off to anybody. I wouldn't even know that anybody on that plane knew me. I sat in my own chair and I was talking to God as is my habit. So when we alighted, okay, I also noticed also when in the morning when we were about to land, you know, you just go and freshen up a little. I noticed somebody sitting on his seat and he's, you know, he was like this and pray. And I said, do people that sit in this kind of cabin, do they really pray like this? You know, and I was wondering. I said, I hope it's not occultic prayer. Anyway, it didn't work. We have landed. Something like, I was just thinking, you know, I didn't say that. I said, what kind of prayer? It struck my attention. So as we came out walking towards immigration, he walks up and said, I think whether he recognized, I said, oh, yes, I'm Mrs. Enenche. I think he asked. He said, hey, no wonder you are praying like that in the plane. And he continued walking and he went away. Praise the Lord. If you are somewhere, do you stand for who you are? If somebody sees what you are doing, will they identify you as a child of God, as a prayer person? I'm just bringing this in, that anywhere we are, anytime we are where we are, let prayer be our characteristic. Let us be seen to be praying. Of course, before we took off, I must have called Daddy. I said, well, we're about to take off a word of prayer, and he must have prayed, and I said, amen. He was also hearing all that on his seat. I didn't know. He said that the woman called somebody on the phone and they were praying on the phone. Praise the Lord. Let us make up our mind today that 2026 will characterize our prayerfulness. We'll become people of prayer. Anywhere we are, we are praying. Anywhere we find ourselves, we are praying. How many of you know that if you even sit and say, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, hallelujah, you have talked to God. Is that not prayer? And instead of aimless gisting, aimless talking, make your life a prayer life. Lift up your hands as we begin to pray this morning, this evening.
Shaladi babarati kubela rasadi irati fifili kamenantara radi sisi kopaladada ilita bababele kotokobela radadas. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying.